And with that, we bring in, I'm sure he'll have something to say about this, among other things, Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. Good morning, Seth, and welcome to Talk with a Purpose.
Good morning. And of course, we have a lot of new stuff posted at libertyandprosperity.com. And if you like what you see, please hit the Facebook icon to share it with your friends. We have a Twitter icon for X. Click that icon. But even if you don't use Twitter, if you click the Twitter icon to any post you like at libertyandprosperity.com, it gives you the link, so you can copy the link and paste it on email, on any other site you have. We also invite you to look for our weekly email, and I'd like to talk about that, what we mailed out. And, of course, we have our breakfast every Saturday morning from 9:30 to 10:30. Of course, I urge you, if you're going to our breakfast on a Saturday morning, make sure you're listening to the John DeMasi show on 95.5 on your way to and from. And whatever you miss, of course, you can catch it on a Sunday afternoon. But to begin with, this narrative that somehow Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee for president next year, and that Trump is going to be the Republican nominee, I'm not so sure that's a fact. If you look at the latest polls, it's showing either Biden is beating Trump by 41% to 39%, or Trump is beating Biden by the same percentage. But what those polls tell you is that roughly 60% of Americans don't want either Trump or Biden. Isn't that what a poll like that means? And this narrative that it's just Trump versus Biden, it's all coming from basically Fox News. I don't know if you saw the debate on Wednesday night sponsored by Fox News and with the rules set by the Republican committee. But that was basically almost unwatchable. It was horrible. And who benefited from that? It was all promoting the Trump narrative that there's only one candidate, it's Trump, versus five or six nobodies, and that DeSantis is just another one of those nobodies, and also that everything was wonderful during the Trump years. Did you watch any of that debate, by the way?
No, I went to bed early.
you didn't miss much, and just a classic Fox News debate. So DeSantis was, like, of all the candidates up there, he was like the front runner in the polls, but they didn't ask him a single question for the first half hour. So he's just standing there for the first half hour. And then in the post-debate comment, the Fox News is saying, well, DeSantis got off to a slow start with that debate. Of course, they didn't ask him a single question. And then the questions they did ask him, they had this lady with a Hispanic accent, from Univision, spouting every woke Democrat lie about Republicans, putting it in the form of question and then throwing it to DeSantis. But as bad as it was, almost everyone who watched that debate, and basically a quarter of Republican primary voters did watch it, DeSantis clearly, was almost, not almost, but he was head and shoulders over the others. So in the debate, DeSantis made his point that he did stuff in Florida that everyone else is talking about. And just about that, you said you loot, we shoot. Well, that Trump said the same thing in 2020, didn't he?
Yes.
When you had the riots in 2020, he said, you loot, we shoot. And then what did Trump do 2 weeks later? He invites, like, Ice Cube and a bunch of rappers to the White House, and he comes up with his platinum plan. So, there's a disconnect between what Trump was saying and what he was doing and what was DeSantis doing in Florida in 2020. You had one riot in Tampa where they looted that Walgreens, and next thing you know, the Soros prosecutor gets fired, police chiefs are getting fired, and you didn't have any more riots in Florida.
That's right.
So I have a feeling that this thing is not over by a long shot. And, the other thing that I think was significant in the debate is that that DeSantis pointed out that the inflation, the Biden inflation, started when Trump added $8 trillion to the debt. And of course, that has been discussed all over the country. In fact, even Biden has made a commercial, so everybody's talking about that, but yet not one word about any of that on Fox News. So what has happened, I think, is that Fox News has become as obviously biased as the CNN or MSNBC. And it's going to be very interesting whether anyone else, and I'm just giving my personal view. So we're going to be talking about that at our breakfast meeting from 9:30 to 10:30 this morning at Sal's in Summers Point. Of course, if you're listening on a Saturday, if you're listening on a Sunday, of course, the meeting was yesterday. So that's at the national level, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion. At the local level, I thought it was very interesting in our Liberty and Prosperity email that we put out. Our top story was the high cost of college books, textbooks. The average student spends $1,300 on textbooks. And there was a very interesting article in the Ocean City Sentinel where a Stockton senior did a research paper showing that virtually everything in a college textbook that you have to pay $1,300 for, you can get for free online and in various other sources. And it's remarkable that a Stockton University student was able to write a research paper like that and to have it published. And that's really significant, because the college textbooks that they force you to buy are almost 80% indoctrination and very little of the material that you're supposed to learn. So I think people with kids in college ought to pay attention to this to find out how to save that money. But what's also important, I think, is we need to have students doing research on other things. Research on wind turbines, research on the salaries of public employees, research on the truth about recycling, research on the salaries of their professors. So I just thought it's a very interesting read, and we reposted it on our Liberty and Prosperity website and in our newsletter.
You know, talking about that, Seth, when my mother passed away and I sold her house, I went through, and she had saved everything from my college days, and I started looking at the books that I had to buy for college. And, you know, I hardly opened those books. I hardly used them for anything. They just collected dust in the bookshelf.
Yes.
and I threw them out.
And yet that's a profit center for your left-wing professors. So I thought it was very good that that this student did that. Her name was, her name was Jessie Nash, senior at Stockton University. So the same thing really goes to public libraries. Here we spend an enormous amount of money on public libraries, and every time someone suggests, well, we ought to cut the budget, because hardly anybody uses libraries for the purpose that we're paying money for libraries. I mean, I know a lot of people who use libraries to get video games, to get their latest movies, but how many people get books from the library? Because 90% of everything you would need for any serious research, you get it online. So we have to examine that. It's almost like we're just paying for another way to indoctrinate people with a left-wing agenda. And speaking of indoctrination, last week, I don't know if you noticed it, the Atlanta County Utilities Authority had an electric car celebration. And why was that? Why is the Atlantic County Utilities Authority promoting this left-wing green agenda? I mean, if you live, if you just use a car to go shopping and to go around town, an electric car is fine. If you want to go on any trips, more than 100 miles with an electric car, it's very inconvenient, very wasteful. You're not saving any energy because the electricity has to be produced somewhere. So why is the ACUA promoting electric cars? And why is the ACUA promoting the wind turbines when most of us are opposed to the wind turbines offshore? And we know that it's just a fraud, a waste, and all these other bad things. In fact, today, Saturday, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Defend Brigantine Beach is having a fundraiser to tell the truth about wind turbines. at Sophia's. I think it's $100 a ticket to tell the truth about wind turbines. But every time you take the trash out in Atlantic County, you're paying extra on your property taxes to pay to the ACUA to have this fund where they're using money to tell lies about how wonderful wind turbines are. So it's a real disconnect. And as we pointed out, the what is the Atlantic County Utilities Authority, the ACUA? It's another runaway government agency. It was set up in 1975 to build a countywide sewage system. And anyone who grew up in Atlantic City knew that back until 1975, if you went swimming in the bay at low tide, you'd get this horrible red rash, which we locals called the doggies, because the sewage was just dumped into the back bay. So if you had to swim in the bay, you would swim at high tide. So they, in 1975, you set up this agency to build a sewage system, and they built 50 miles of pipe around the county and the sewage treatment plant, and they take the sewage, and it goes out a mile and a half out in the ocean off Atlantic City. Wonderful. You could go swimming in the bay, clamming, fishing in the bay. Everything is wonderful. And then what happened? Well, about 30, 40 years ago, the ACUA went into the trash business, you know, just like the Sopranos did. And now two-thirds of the of what the ACUA spends money on is just in this trash business. And you have 11 employees, top employees, get total salaries of $2 million. The average salary for the top 11 employees of the Atlantic County Utilities Authority is $175,000 each for being in the trash business.
Whoa.
So did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
You see these ACUA trucks. So here's what they do. So, again, nobody knows how much it costs to dump the trash because nobody gets a trash bill. It's hidden in your property tax bill. So there's no limit on how much money they spend. And what they do, they put private contractors out of business by using every dishonest technique to drive out their competition. About a year ago in Pleasantville, you had a private company, had a plan. They wanted to take construction debris, and they bought a railroad siding, and they were able to take the construction debris and remove it with less fuel, lower cost for all the building contractors. And what the ACUA did, they set up a fake citizens organization to deny them all their permits. I mean, the dirty tricks, even the press of Atlantic City said how bad it was. When you have the Atlantic County is bidding on trash contracts in Ocean City, Woodbine, and Bridgeton, and Millville, and they're using Atlantic City taxpayers to undercut competition there. They're doing that. And, of course, there's the recycling racket. Did you ever wonder what happens to your plastic bottles, you know, when you do your recycling and you rinse out the bottles and you put it in a separate blue container? Do you know where that stuff actually goes?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you, 92% of it is shipped, goes in shipping containers, and it's sent to third world countries where they either burn it or dump it, or dump it in the ocean. That's where it goes. It's so fake, and we have all the details posted on our libertyandprosperity.com website. So they make money doing that, and it's doing absolutely nothing for the planet. But a big chunk of the money, the ACUA is promoting this green agenda. They promote the electric cars. They're promoting the Biden Green New Deal. They're promoting the wind turbines. So the real question is, why are Republican officials in Atlantic County? Remember, the ACUA is an Atlantic County agency. It's run by Denny Levinson, a Republican county executive. 7 of the 9 commissioners who used to be freeholders decide who runs the ACUA. So why do we have a Republican-controlled government running this agency that is, collecting $2 million to give salaries to 11 people, $173,000 each, where a big chunk of their budget is indoctrinating our kids in school, having the fake Earth Day every April, and indoctrinating kids to promote a Democrat agenda and to vote against Republicans who are trying to tell the truth. So why are Republicans sponsoring all this? So that's on our libertyandprosperity.com website today.
Boy, you really got an agenda today. It should be an interesting meeting.
Yeah, it should be. So again, so we're from the national to the local. But, you know, this whole thing in Philadelphia, I guess the final comment is all this stuff. When you look at the riots that happened in Philadelphia, they say that, what happens to America happens to Atlantic City first. It was almost play-by-play what happened to Atlantic City in May of 2020 when you had Steve Young had a rally for George Floyd on the boardwalk. And after he said, now we've done our peaceful demonstration. And he said, now let's walk a few blocks to Atlantic Avenue and do some window shopping. Remember he said that?
Yes.
And he leads about 30 or 40 people, and they broke the windows and they looted, and the Atlantic City police tracked down with a video and arrested 95 people. And what happened to those 95 people? Never heard anything about any punishment, any consequences. So if you could do that stuff and get away with it and then no consequences, of why shouldn't you do it again? And why shouldn't you keep doing it? But again, don't do it in Florida.
Yeah.
So that libertyandprosperity.com. Okay, thanks. Have a great weekend. And let's see what kind of reaction I get when I walk into the room
yeah.
at Sal's after what I said on the air today.
Okay, Seth. Thank you.